day. It is a gift from you.
The world is turning. We need to protect everybody from everything. Call the government. Bring them in. I'm really, you can tell, Jennifer, that I'm disturbed about this. The lead story today at DougStephan.com, the headlines from the show is this FDA proposal to basically ban your ability to get a hold of most of the supplements that are around. You're not smart enough to be able to figure out on your own. This is just...
Ban or... Control.
Both. Ban
certain ones. They still want you to be able to buy them.
Control other ones.
They just want to make money off of it now, right?
Sure.
Well, they want what they want is to be able to get the... This is pressure. This is pure and simple pressure from the drug companies that control the FDA anyway. The Food and Drug Administration, as with all other agencies, they're influenced by the amount of money that's given in campaigns to the various people, whether they're congressmen or whether they're governors or whether they're senators or president or whatever it is. And so all of these things come about as a result of that, not because anybody's trying to really do anything.
Not only that,
to protect
you. You've got all the money that's being made now and this stuff. This stuff used to fly under the radar because, you know, hey, it was, you know, $50 million a year, you know, $30 million a year. Now they're making billions of dollars a year. And they're like, how do I get me some of that?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there is that in our focus today. Also at DougStephan.com, a story about this homeowner. This is really pretty creative. Tell me what you think about this. The fellow's having a hard time selling his house. So he decides to offer a $1,000 gift certificate at Grandma's place across the street from his house, a bar. $1,000 worth of liquor.
Oh, that's funny, across the street?
Right. Yeah. This is in Glenview, Illinois. How about that? This is a bunch of townhouses all for sale. And so this is a down real estate market. We know that. Lady's name is Melanie Gravdahl. I'd like to get a hold of her. It'd be kind of interesting to talk about how she came. I mean, is this different? A lot of people have offered incentives.
This is an interesting incentive, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, you see...
18 miles north of Chicago, by the way.
A lot of times you'll see people, you know, big screen TV,
right.
A car. I mean,
yep.
Some
big
ads I've seen
house,
where
yeah.
they give away a car.
Mm-hmm.
Guy down the street, Richie, sold his big old house and barn, and he left a 19... I think it was a 67 Mustang Fastback.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it ran, but...
Who cares?
Wow. Sooner or later, you can figure out how to get it to run.
Neat.
So what do you think of that for an idea? 800-510-8255. Prospects have picked up since this lady suggested this promotion.
It's creative.
Yeah.
It's absolutely creative. I like it.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 7 weeks, they had 2 showings. Since this last weekend, they've had 9.
People will do anything.
What happened to making cookies for the buyers?
Yeah, really.
Bread to make the place smell good.
Yeah. That's right.
No.
Not
doing that anymore. All right, so that's a story that is a conversational tidbit. Good water cooler. I don't even know. I guess the expression water cooler conversation came because every office a business has a water cooler. Still do,
yeah,
I guess.
Stand around and chat.
Do you have a water cooler there, Richie, in the office?
Yep.
Jennifer, you got a water cooler at your place, the office there, right?
Well,
actually, we have filtered water.
Filtered water, even better.
So we have a fancy one, too. We have like a thing that looks like a water cooler, except it sucks tap water and cleanses it so that you don't get all the nasty pond scum that builds up in regular water.
Pond scum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There was a big earthquake over the weekend in India.
Yeah.
66 died, landslides, really wild weather. Rescue workers couldn't get into the buildings. You know, most of these countries that are not considered progressive have very little. This is a place where the government has some claim. Lest you think that I think all government is bad. I think government out of control is bad, and I think we just have too many regulations. However, when you look at places like Haiti and how everything is built like a matchbox and they all crashed in, same thing in India this weekend, much more damage done. Look at the benefit here in our country of having fairly strict building codes is the result of having to live through Northridge and other earthquakes when roads came down and buildings came down, and certainly before that as well. But you see where there was a lot of shaking but no damage done in the last earthquake. And even though, what was it, 4.9, 5.4 or something? What was the East Coast earthquake?
5.9.
5.9. Okay, so that's a pretty stiff
jolt.
That was
sizable, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty stiff. What was the Northridge was 7.1, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So this is nothing to sneeze at. But you look at the pictures, Richie, of the 2,500 buildings that were destroyed, and you see, because in these circumstances as well, buildings are built right on top. Was it about a month ago we had a video, which we all thought was very clever, of a train that went through a neighborhood trolley that went right through between two sets of houses, and there were businesses on either side. The trolley came through. They picked up their laundry. They picked up their businesses. The trolley went through, and they put them back down again. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh,
no.
You got to go back.
Clang goes the trolley.
Yeah. We had that as a video of the day about a month or so ago, and it was really very telling about how things are in places like India and Pakistan. Most of the what we call the Far East, or used to call the Orient, has very little. Vietnam, Cambodia, all these places. You just build. I know you remember the video of the houses that were built on the stilts and everybody's poop goes into the water where the fish are. But
yes,
you remember that video?
That's disgusting.
Okay, well, but that's
in
the
Vietnam,
same.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Same kind of thing. That's what these people, they build whatever they can based on how much money they have, and there's no. So when there's an earthquake, there's going to be a higher death toll and more collapsed buildings. So I guess for those of you who think I'm always down in the mouth on government, I think that there's a place for good government. I don't think we have good government.
Therein lies the problem, my friend.
How do you define, yes?
Your idea of good and their idea of good may be two totally different
their
things.
Their idea of good and what the public, generally speaking, thinks is good. Now there are more people on my side, Richie, than there are on the other side.
Well, there always have been.
Yeah.
And there always will be.
Time for us to kind of straighten that out so we aren't losers. The satellite that's supposed to come to Earth this week?
The one where they don't know where it's going to land. They say it's a pretty safe assumption it'll land in water.
A 1 in 3,200 chance that parts of the satellite could hit a person. This is the size of a bus.
If it hits you, you should buy a lottery ticket, though.
Right.
Don't you think?
If you should, this is a good
thing
to be buying.
I don't think you'll be able to buy a lottery ticket if it hits you.
Yeah, right.
Well, your family should.
This thing is about the size of a bus, weighs 6.5 tons, went up in 1991 aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery, and now we don't have any. You see, if we still had the shuttles flying, they could pluck this thing, they could chase it and pluck it. You knew that they can do that. With a lot of the space crash, not many people have talked about that. But you can actually, they have retrieved many things, old satellites, things that were in orbit that were big. They'd grasp them with the arm of the Discovery.
This whole space trash thing kind of freaks me out. We're getting to a critical mass here.
Yeah, there's a lot of
junk floating around
there.
Yeah,
we need to get Al Gore up there to start cleaning things up.
I'm telling you.
Yeah? You're telling us? What are you telling us, Richie?
that's
Al Gore
scary,
and the Dustbuster, and that'll be cleaned up in a jiffy.
All right. Like Dustbuster that was used last night on 2.5 Men? The dustbuster that I use to clean my studio all the time.
Something's wrong!
All right, 15 past the hour. We're discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people are talking about. Jennifer has her television report. Where is Roberta? Is she MIA? Anybody heard from Roberta?
Roberta is, she
isn't
sent
she
me
having
a text
a garage
message.
Sale or something?
Yeah, she sent me a text message at like 2 in the morning.
Really?
She's getting ready for her estate sale, yes.
An estate sale?
Yeah.
I think it's funnier to call it a garage sale.
I know.
Really? You know what? I'm going to Israel in December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And posted online yesterday was a picture of 1,000 Israelis naked in the Dead Sea.
Ooh, that's hot.
Apparently this past weekend, there were a lot of people who wanted to. I guess it was hot. I don't know.
Is a lot of gefilte fish running around.
Yeah.
That's one of those pennies. That is a penny. That just distracted my
attention. I was going to say, what made you go from Roberta being at a garage sale to going to Israel?
I just had the corner of my eye saw a picture of naked people on the beach of the Dead Sea. I have all of these screens here, and the news stuff just keeps traveling around and around. So I'm like in a barrel.
And as a news reporter, he always stops for naked.
Right, exactly. All right, so at the we have the Facebook page following Mike Rowe, who was on with us earlier. I'd be interested to know what folks have to say about that, Jen. Jen, other things happening here as we continue to focus on good things for you. Here's something that's very good, but again, because the FDA wants to ban supplements, this could be something that doesn't last for long. The million-bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula with 12 key ingredients that will promote a healthy prostate will help you get a night's rest. Restful sleep is so important to your health and well-being. This is an all-natural product that helps you, you know, the getting up in the middle of the night going to the bathroom is a real drag. It's not any fun. And it keeps you. I have a guy that works for me. He was talking about this the other day. He's 53, maybe 54. And I said, he just kept making mistakes. And he's on equipment, and I worry about him, you know, if he's not focused. And I said, what the heck's the matter with you? And he said, I haven't been sleeping well. I said, what's the matter with you? He says, I keep having to get up. It's just started in the last 3 or 4 months. Every night I get up, and then I go to the bathroom. I come back, and I go to sleep, yada, yada, yada. I said, have I got a fix for you? Because they hear me doing these spots, the people that work on the farm with me, they hear me do it. I get them onto all of these things the same as I get you onto them. What, you think that the farm is void of any influence for me and my focus here? My focus is helping people, and this is a big help. Free bottle of Master Prostate right now so you can see how well it works. I guarantee it works. If you're tired of getting up to go, call 800-716-6520. Richie, just pay a small shipping and handling fee. 800-716-6520 for Master Prostate Formula. Eliminate those frequent trips to the bathroom, gentlemen. 800-716-6520.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
By believing passionately in something that still does not exist, we create it. The non-existent is whatever we have not sufficiently desired. How about that for some food for thought? Pretty good, right?
Deep. George Clooney.
Coming up, what's going on with George Clooney in politics? What's up with Mel Gibson? And what's up with the best and worst on the red carpet at the Emmys? Jennifer's got that in a few minutes, 21 after.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, so last night's new show, The Sing-Off, is that new this year? Or was it around last year?
No, it was there last year, too.
Okay. So they open up the season with all eight of the groups who are competing by singing Perfect, the song that Pink made popular. Show last year.
What, I don't remember.
A group or how is this different from American Idol?
It's all a cappella groups.
Oh, okay.
There's no band. There's no music. I mean, it's just all singing.
All right.
It's very cool.
This is good. All right. Here's one of the groups called Kinford Nine.
I need another story. Something to get off my chest.
Song called Secrets from One Republic.
My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till all my sleeves are stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wait, no, I've been on the brink, so tell me what you want to.
Stuff. Very nice. This is much better than that other garbage that Piers Morgan is in charge of. What's that show?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. This is very good. I like this. All right. Next up is a group called Urban Method performing Rihanna and Eminem's Love the Way You Lie.
Just gonna sit there and watch me burn.
This is pretty cool.
That's alright, cause I like the way.
Doo-wop, actually. A little
I can't tell you what it really is.
This is Urban
now.
Urban.
I like it.
Afro Blue.
Yeah, this is cool. I saw this, actually.
Put your records on for this stuff.
Yeah.
That's nothing for me.
No, this isn't Afro Blue. This is,
who's that?
That's still the same, Love the Way You Lie.
From Rihanna to Eminem, I guess. This is Afro Blue.
Yes.
Okay, I like this.
Cool.
I don't like the Eminem.
Sonic came like cinnamon, so sweet.
Hey, let me give you something you'll really like.
Yeah.
Is that a cat's pajama singing?
Yeah.
Competitors. All right, so there's cool stuff in the sing-off. We'll follow this. So we got a few more of these we'll share with you later on during the course of the program. Right now, though, time for our 2020 television quiz. On this date in 1984, we're all celebrating sort of, or many people are celebrating, or at least acknowledging the new television season, which seems to be in high gear. Take yourself back to the beginning of the television season in 1984. NBC debuted The Cosby Show.
Aww.
With Bill Cosby playing Dr. Huxtable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What, for all the money in China, or all the tea in China, is Dr. Huxtable's first name?
I know.
800-510,
right.
Not his nickname, his real full
name. Oh, the real name. Okay.
800-510-8255. And if you'd like extra credit, his wife's first name, Felicia Rashad, played his wife. What was her first name? First name of Mr. or Dr. Huxtable and his wife, 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about surviving a disaster and the lessons it learns for us in life. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Very few people know that I survived a major disaster many, many, many years ago. I'm not going to go into it. But when I came back, people said to me, okay, Andy, what is it that you're going to change about your life as a result of the fact that you survived this disaster when 250,000 people didn't? And I said to them, I'm not changing anything about my life. Why should I have to wait for a near-death disaster to totally reevaluate what I'm doing in my lifetime? That means that everything that I did right before that was a waste of time, and it shouldn't be, and it never should be. Never take a look and say to yourself, I've got to wait for a near-death experience to live the life I'm capable of living, to live the life I want to live. Don't survive. Prosper. Always grow. Always look forward. Always achieve. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Let's proceed forward, shall we, as the Tuesday Doug Stafford presentation is on the air with Jennifer Horn and Richard
Fett. I brought my PowerPoint.
Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, has once again deserted the ship. She has a lot of things going on. She's trying to find herself.
Yeah.
And today she's finding herself in the garage.
Right.
That's where she is.
I got news for her. She's not in there.
No.
At a tag sale.
Yeah.
She might be in my garage. There's
right.
a lot of weird stuff in my garage.
All right. We're going to update you on a few of your favorite stars in a moment or two. Plus, Jennifer has the best and worst of the red carpet from the Emmys. And we have in focus at the moment, by the way, the Playboy Club was on last night. There's three. This is really upsetting. There are three good shows on at the same time at 10 o'clock on Monday night. Hawaii 5-0. Castle.
And Castle. We love Castle.
I want them to make it. And
they
then,
they're going to totally be together.
Yeah. Playboy Club is also on last night. And then there was the Charlie Sheen roast. Have we got any outtakes from that, Richie, at least?
Not that we can use.
We
had,
yeah.
I heard some of the jokes.
Can't do that. This is the anniversary, by the way, of the first Andy Griffith show as well.
Oh
cool.
Mm-hmm. Love that show.
Yep. Ron Howard. My God, is Opie. Remember what he looked like?
Huh?
And you see him now, he's got a hair on his head.
Yeah.
No.
But very successful. One of our, probably one of the three or four most successful movie directors of pop movies, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
He was Spielberg and who are some Soderbergh? Who would be else? Who else would be in that list?
George Lucas.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. George Lindsay was Goober. Wasn't he Goober Pyle?
Yep.
Wasn't that who that was?
Wasn't it Gomer Pyle?
No, Gomer was
a different character.
Jim Neighbors.
Yeah.
Because they're,
Don Knotts
Goober,
played
but I didn't
Barney
know.
Fife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Gomer and Goober were cousins.
They were cousins. Mm-hmm. So Goober's last name was Pyle.
Yeah.
This is nothing good that's going to come out of this conversation, folks.
What do you mean? This is my favorite.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And don't forget, Obi!
Oh. And B.
Okay. So before we get to all the television stuff in the here and now, let's go back to 1984 with the debut of The Cosby Show. Bill Cosby plays Dr. Huxtable. Felicia Rashad plays his wife. I suppose it would be very interesting if we get somebody to name all of the children. There were
I could totally do
eight.
It.
Yeah. There were eight children, right? I mean eight. There were five children. Weren't there?
Were there five?
There was Sandra.
One, two.
It went Sandra
three,
and then
four, five,
Lisa Bonet's character,
right.
Theo, Vanessa. And
Marie. And then they had the little one that came late.
Raven Jamal.
Sandra
yeah.
was Sabrina. Denise mm-hmm. was Lisa Bonet. Theodore was Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Right.
Vanessa was Tempest Bledsoe, who tried to do a television talk show.
She did. For a year.
Miserable.
It wasn't good, but that's okay.
Rudy was Keisha Knight Pulliam. I don't remember him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then Raven Simone was Denise's daughter on the show.
You are really all into that.
I know.
Emmy Award winning program for 8 years. It got the Emmy Award as best show. 8 years in a row. So the Cosby Show.
Cosby cuddled in my lap.
Really?
The biggest thrill of my life, yeah.
When was that?
Like a year ago, my dad introduced him on stage when he was performing in Cerritos,
California. Yeah.
And he loved me.
Who doesn't love you?
That's true. He wanted to know why I wasn't married. And I said, no, it's a real problem. I don't know.
Reginald, how do you do?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear, sir. How is everybody at home? All right?
Everybody doing fine. That's great.
You're not taking advantage of our country, are you? You're a contributing member of society?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good for you.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So name the two characters, if you will. What was Dr. Huxtable's first name?
Clifford.
Clifford is not right.
Oh, so close.
Was there a Clifford in there? Was there a cousin Clifford or anything? Does anybody know? No.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Clifford, though.
It was
so close.
Wow, that sounded right to me.
Yeah, Clifford does sound right. Well, it could, but it isn't.
Yeah, but I don't.
All right, Reginald, thank you for trying. Rick is in Clint, Texas. Where is that, Rick?
About 20 miles east of El Paso.
Really? Okay, so that must mean you're listening to KTSM in El Paso, right?
I sure am.
All right, so what was the name of Mr. Huxtable's character, Dr. Huxtable's character?
That would be Heathcliff Huxtable.
Heathcliff. Yeah. That is correct. A lot of people call him Cliff. Heathcliff. And do you remember the wife's first name?
Claire.
Claire is
very
correct.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you look that up or did you remember it?
Oh, I remember it, sir. I used to watch the Huxtables all the time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're in reruns still, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't this show in reruns?
Yeah.
Must be somewhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I would have thought. Right. Yeah. All right, so if you could have a prize, any prize in the world, what would you like, Rick?
Jennifer.
Oh,
wow.
You can have me, Rick. I can FedEx myself.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a moment ago, as a matter of fact. You can make your own arrangements. Hold on there, Rick, for a second. Jennifer.
Could you imagine if the delivery truck showed up?
Didn't somebody ship, a couple of years ago, didn't somebody ship himself or himself in a FedEx box to prove a point that it was cheaper? No, it was cheaper to fly in a FedEx box than it was to sit in an airplane and go from whatever point to another.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
probably
that they
more comfortable, too.
They wouldn't let you do that if they actually knew you were doing it.
Who's they? The government!
FedEx. The government, too, yes.
FedEx. Okay. All right, so let's get around to...
Not properly belted, sir.
No, right. Well, if you're in the... How could you get hurt if you're in the box being shipped?
Yeah.
Right?
I couldn't imagine how you could get hurt.
All right, so Mel Gibson finally settled with his former... Is she a paramour? Is that how you describe her?
I would, yes.
Yeah.
What is the... What? Who else have been famous paramours? Are there any other famous current paramours that have gotten themselves so much notoriety? This lady. But she's kind of been out of the news for 4 or 5 months.
Who was she married to first? She married some celebrity.
Timothy Hutton.
Yeah.
So she's a gold digger.
Yes.
She got him just like Mel Gibson said. He hit her everything.
Okay. Love that. Okay. George Clooney has said no to running for office next year.
He would have been a shoo-in.
For?
For whatever he went.
Vote for George. Doesn't make any difference.
For whatever.
Just put an X next to his name. Make any difference. Doesn't he have a new girlfriend?
He is dating Stacey Keibler now, the wrestler with the legs up to her chin.
Oh,
she's hot.
Man.
Yeah,
Stacey
she was on Dancing
Keibler.
With the Stars.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Really? Would I be attracted to her, Rich?
Yeah, you were. When she was on Dancing with the Stars, you liked her.
She's a tall girl, and man, her legs are just, just go right
into
her.
But you don't think he's dating her because she has long legs, do you?
No, I'm sure they have a deeper connection.
Probably have great discussions around the fire at night.
This is kind of a rebounder thing because he just broke up with Elisabetta, however you say her name.
The Italian lady.
Yeah, who's on Dancing with the Stars now.
She is, really?
Yeah, she's on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
So the way to get on Dancing with the Stars if you're a woman is to date George Clooney, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So does this woman look like Beth Phoenix?
Stacey Keibler?
Yeah.
Who's Beth Phoenix?
I don't know who Beth Phoenix is.
All right, check her out. She's
Stacey
one of
Stacey Keibler's blonde and tall and
very
she's
pretty.
Got some pahumbas
She is. Very pretty.
Is she still wrestling?
No.
How do you suppose George Clooney? How do you think people like that meet? How do you think they make
connections? They met her mutual friends.
Really?
Which
you think that's what happened?
Wonder,
really?
How do I meet some of their mutual friends?
Robert, is that really what happened?
That's really what happened, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So who would that be? Matt Damon? Mutual friends. Who's a mutual friend?
They didn't say it was a famous mutual friend, so maybe it's just some
Brad
poor...
Pitt?
Yeah.
Could be any of those people. All right, so George Clooney is out of politics. That's a... Would he be good? Who would... Alec Baldwin says he's running for mayor, though, after 30 Rock is all done.
So who would you rather
mayor
go for? So
of New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Alec Baldwin who wants to run, Ben Affleck who has political aspirations.
Right, he wants
Kelsey
to run
Grammer
as a senator from Massachusetts.
Right, and then Kelsey Grammer wants to do something in Chicago, and we've, what's his name? George Clooney.
Yeah. All right, so who would you vote for among that group? 800 Five. That'd be a good question for Facebook, in fact.
I'll put it up there. We were asking about supplements, but why not ask about this?
Yeah,
too?
Why? You can have more than one. What? You're not only capable of having one conversation at a time. Let's hope that's not the case.
I can't even have one conversation right now. I'm distracted by Stacey Keebler.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be distracted by Beth Phoenix probably, too.
Really?
I think.
Who is Beth Phoenix?
All right. So, the situation with the Playboy Club. Apparently, the Parents Television Council, is that what they call themselves? Parents Television Council.
Yes.
Sent letters to every NBC affiliate asking them not to air the Playboy Club against, you know, this was set in Chicago, 1960s. There's a lot of smoking in it. That's the only thing that bothers me. Everybody smokes.
That was the time.
Yeah, it was the time. Anyway, the folks at Parents Television Council say they're going to boycott NBC stations now because they're airing the Playboy Club. Apparently, a couple of stations waffled.
I heard a review of this.
What? Of the Playboy Club?
The Playboy Club versus that new, what is that, Pan Am show or
something?
Yeah,
right. Pan Am show in the 60s.
And apparently, they say the cardinal sin that the Playboy show made is that it's not sexy.
No. I was thinking the same thing. I mean,
well,
if
there's
you
a few makeout
anything,
sections I saw.
If you watch, but the Playboy bunnies of the 70s are more fully clothed than what you see on reality TV now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
just
said.
Just because they're wearing a tail doesn't mean that they don't, that everything's covered.
Well, everything is covered.
They
their
said
legs
that the,
are not
that
covered.
The
shoulders aren't
show
covered.
Was more sexy than.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So why then is there not a protest against that from
because
the parents?
Name isn't Playboy.
Right. Ah, I see.
Exactly.
So the only station I can find, Richie, that waffled so far is KSL in Salt Lake City. Anybody listening in Salt Lake to us can verify or deny. 800-510-8255.
By the way, this Beth Phoenix person, I'm pretty sure she used to be a man.
You think so?
Wow.
Thank you, Rich.
No thanks.
Yeah. Well, I just
have a yours.
I like a lot of meat. You know, you don't like
that's
that.
That's his type.
Yeah. The
All
one,
right.
The ones that look like they used to be men.
No, she doesn't look like. Are you kidding? She's got, never mind. Don't get me involved in these conversations. Please. All right. We already did our commercials, right? So we can get to the Emmys.
We have not done our commercials.
We didn't do our commercials yet?
Not.
Why did I think we did?
Because why would we? So we can take away my TV report again.
Right. You're thinking about Beth
later.
Phoenix, that's why.
No, really? We didn't do the commercials
we
yet?
We did not.
Oh, my heavens. How could I have missed that? I was actually more interested in what George Clooney was up to than any of the other things at this point in time.
Me too.
Our poll yesterday, which will you watch, 2.5 Men or the Charlie Sheen roast? Not many people watched the roast. Anybody who did, if you thought it was good, call us at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, 45% said they didn't watch either one of them. They wanted to watch Dancing with the Stars. 35% said 2.5 Men was their choice. 10% Charlie Sheen's roast. So, Jennifer, I do want to get the review. I know there's been a lot of talk about the best and the worst of the red carpet. So let's see if we can find time for that right after this on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold here? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com. Now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Apparently, Charlie Sheen, Jennifer, thought, at least he tweeted, that he found the new Two and a Half Men to be amusing.
He said it was a little odd watching it, but thought it was funny.
Yeah. But watching himself in a dustbuster?
Well, if you read his I cannot even read you some of his tweets he had going back and forth with John Lovitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, a little X-rated?
Language you're not allowed to use.
Right.
You know, he's very close to a settlement with Warner Brothers. Do you know how much he's going to make from all of this?
A lot of money.
Between $25 and $100 million.
Wow. I heard 40-some-odd million.
Craziness.
So it is crazy.
Wow.
Why wouldn't they just put him back?
I know. I would be like,
if Jennifer slipped, was that off the air you called it Three and a Half Men?
No, that was Rich. Richie. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they could have Three and a Half Men instead of giving him $40 million.
Clean the stage.
Put him back. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the Emmys 2011... The Charlie
Sheen is still up. He just tweeted an hour ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
We'll see if he responds to your tweet. Didn't you put something on there?
Not yet, but I can.
Fred Leighton Jules.
Hey, Charlie, call us.
Judith Lieber Bags.
Mm-hmm.
All these gowns and stuff
Fred
that people.
Fred Leighton's big with the jewelry set. He,
really?
That and Harry Winston, yes.
All right, so who was the best dressed? Who was the worst dressed?
You know, red was the big color on the carpet. I thought that I loved the dress that Martha Plimpton wore. It was red and sparkly and hot and cute. And Sofia Vergara, of course, looked beautiful.
The lady from Glee, but she's a lesbian, right? So that's why she...
The silver dress she wore, I thought, was really pretty.
But
she changed
times. Wasn't she in a suit and a tie or something?
No, well, at the beginning she came out in this kind of glittery, silvery dress that was really pretty.
Oh. All right.
They changed. They changed multiple times.
Yeah. All right. So then what's your read on it, Jen? Who looked
best?
My
read on it, I said Martha Plimpton, I think, really looked nice.
You said that?
Yes. I think she was my favorite.
All right. Here's a bunch of different. What's that lady's name from Glee? Jane something?
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, okay. So you get three or four different pictures of her.
Hey, there's a replacement for Ann Curry.
What, Jane Lynch?
A Dateline NBC.
Oh, really?
You know who it is?
No.
Lester Holt.
Good. He's a very good guy.
He's a nice man.
He's been working in the trenches for years. Good for him. Good.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
Big story today. Oh, and the other one?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell and Simon Fuller, you know, they've been arguing back and forth about producer credits on The X Factor. Well, now they're in another argument because Simon Cowell is now arranging for a theater version. He's taking The X Factor and he's making it into a stage show in London.
Yeah.
Simon Fuller's doing the same thing. Do you know what his musical is about?
What?
The Spice Girls.
Really?
All set to the music of the Spice Girls, kind of like Mamma Mia.
Huh.
Huh. I think
can't
there
wait
ought to be...
not to see that one.
How about let's do a musical on the careers of John Travolta, Charlie Sheen.
Ooh.
Let's see, who else could be Rob Lowe? I mean, pick some random people as it makes about as much sense.
All three of them.
Right? 51 After on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightSideBend.com. That's www.BrightSideBend.com.
Commentary and then some. Doug's good day. 53 past the hour. Some comments in a moment from Michael McMaster. I've been studying angels lately, and I want to get a spin on angels from Michael. As you know, he visits with us a couple times a week. He has some very creative ways of helping you out, and I wonder if you think angels are a good way to get some help. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
55 past the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We welcome in Michael McMaster, who is a very sensitive guy, somebody who's really clued in, if you will, and very helpful. He's got a series of CDs that are available. And I wonder, as I get people know that I'm interested in all of these sorts of things. So from time to time, Michael, I get email from folks asking me particular questions, either directed at me or some of the people who are on the program like you, who are pretty sensitive. So this person asked about angels and wondered what you could tell us about the angels that walk. This woman thinks there are angels walk beside her every day. She has a number of them who give her comfort and help protect her. What do you say to people who either say, yeah, I know my angels and they're around, or what are you talking about? This woman's crazy.
No, it's absolutely true. Everybody has, let's call them a spiritual being or an angel or even a loved one that's with them all the time.
Mm-hmm. So and then how is there, what is the angel, when you hear that term, you think guidance and you think positive, an angel is going to help you. if that were the case and we all have angels around us, why then do we have things happen to us that are not good?
Because people don't ask for the help.
Ah.
They can only help if you ask.
How do you ask?
You just ask them like you're talking to another person. Like, if you use the word angel, you can use it. You can say, you know, my angel, can you please help me with a situation or try to give me some clarity with the situation?
Do the angels have names? Would we just say angel, or is there an angel?
No, you can say angel. You can make up a name. Let me say this first of all.
Yeah.
God, the universe, and angels are all there to help us. They don't work against us. They're there to help us. So if we ask for the help, we get the help. But most people don't ask for the help. Mm-hmm. But the ones that do, if you ask them, do they see results, they'll tell you that they do. And it may be in the form of having, like, a feeling of comfort come over them. Or maybe actually something physically actually happened, but it does happen.
Why do you think if people know they're there, wouldn't it be normal for us all to ask for help? We all need help in various things.
I don't think they know. I truly don't, because I've come across this quite a lot.
Well, how many people you've talked to tens of thousands of people over the last 30 years. Of that number, how many would you say actually think or know that there are angels around them?
Probably about 70-80%.
Really?
And let me say this, too. They think of angels also as a loved one who has passed over, uh-huh. and they can sense them around them as well. And so they might ask their loved one, whether it's a mother, father, or, you know, whoever, you know, to please give them help. And I teach them to do that as well. I say, you know, ask them for help because they're able to do it. Like I said, everything is to work for us, not against us. We believe things work against us, though.
I know we do. That's the strange vibe that's around us. All right, so which one of your CDs would people solicit the help from that we're describing? How would you find or connect with angels?
The Life, Death, and Beyond ones, that talks about, you know, those realms and the realm that exists where, you know, where they exist. But you know, if your audience is listening, if you need help with something, you don't know where to turn to, ask like an angel that's around you. Say, you know, if there's an angel around me, please help me now. I need the help. And it'll come to you.
It will come, let's say, please help me win the lottery.
Well, you might be waiting a while.
See, that's the thing. People ask for things that are maybe not supposed to be there. Check out Michael McMaster's website, michael-mcmaster.com, for the CD in question, Life, Death, and Beyond. You order that at the website, michael-mcmaster.com. Check him out through dougstephan.com if you desire.